Welcome to the Quest Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 3. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you lot are doing well. As you can see by the title, I'm back down Caldecott Lake pike fishing. Well, I say we're back down there, but I'm technically not back down there now. It's the evening before, but I'm super buzzing about this trip. Surely, I always say it's all about percentages, but surely I'm going to get a pike out. I think this is going to be like my sixth trip down there. Blanked every single time I've gone down there. So surely this is going to be the trip. And also when I say we, I'm going to be joined with Andrew, going to be joined with Mark, and Mark's bringing one of his friends, which I believe's never been pike fishing before. So that's all good. Mark's probably one of the best people to take someone pike fishing for the first time and teach them how to do it the safe and correct way. So at this moment in time, we are not all going to be fishing the same bank together. Mark's got to pick a swim where he can comfortably fit in with his friend and show him the rope. So he's already picked that swim, and it's a good swim that he's picked, going by past results that Mark's had there. Andrew is going on to what we call the point swim. And I'm probably looking like I'm going to go and join him there first of all, because Andrew's getting there. Andrew's planning on getting there at 5:30, I believe. So I want to get down there early as well. I'm not too sure if it's going to be 5:30 or not. So I don't think it's going to be light then. I've asked the question, why is it going so early? But I think Mark's getting there about 8:00 or something like that. So I think I'm definitely going to go and start with Andrew first. I do like the point swim. The point swim is the first swim I ever fished when I fished this lake with Andrew as well, funnily enough. So, yeah, I'm super excited about this trip. Really, really buzzing about it. At the moment, in my head, I can only use two rods, as you know already, if you've listened to my other podcast. I'm thinking of going with the running rig system on both of my rods at the moment. I may change that. Obviously, I've got floats with me and all the other bits as well, so we can change that around. But I'm thinking of going with that, first of all, because that's quite a quick setup. The thing with pike fishing, and because I put my rods in like rod bags, I don't like attaching my trebles to the rods and putting them in the rod bag. Used to do it back in the days, and so many times my hooks have been caught on the bag, and then you just spend ages trying to get the bloody hooks out of the bag and end up having to cut the bag and blah 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 blah. Obviously going to blunt the hooks out, so I don't really want to be doing that. So I'm gonna have to set my rods up bankside, which is not a problem at all. Bait wise tomorrow, I've got some sardines out of the freezer and I've got some mackerel out of the freezer. And then Mark's going to bring me down some fresh, I can't remember if it's fresh herring or sardines now, to be honest with you. But he's going to bring me down some fresh baits that he's bought today kindly and given me a couple. So I will be trying them. I think this time, at the moment, I might try and move my baits around a bit tomorrow, but we'll see how it goes. This will probably be the last time I fish Caldecott this season, because it just will. It's just the way it works out. It's coming to what you typically call the piking season. I'm going to fish on for a little bit longer, but I kind of want to jump back on the Thames. If you've not listened to my last podcast on the Thames, go and listen to that one. I actually get free pike out. I lose one, get three out. I had a double hook up as well. So spoiler alert for that one if you've not listened to that one already. But go back and listen to that one. I actually want to get there before the river season closes. So, you know, I've not got long at all now anyway. And then I'll probably be moving on to my carp fishing and that. So, yeah, this will probably be my last trip down there. I won't be back down to Caldecott till like October onwards time again. So, yeah, it's, so forgotten what I was saying with that. So, yeah, I think I was just saying about fishing there again. Oh, the last time this year. God, I'm really rumbling on again, getting all muddled up. So, yeah, so I've got two rods out, running rigs, got my baits. Gonna probably change, as I said, gonna probably move my baits around quite a bit. Not too sure what the other gents are doing at the moment. But, yeah, I'm super buzzing about this one. Wanted to start the podcast early, as I've already said. this is going to be a banger, guys. Last trip of the season down there. Surely I'm going to get one of those upper 20s. Come on, the pike.
Well, I've got the rods out now. I've got the left-hand side rod on a running rig, and I've got a pollen on that. Literally, it's probably a couple of rod lengths out, and the right-hand side rod is on a sardine, and that's on a float rod, and they're just out, and they're looking good.
I'm all right.
Andrew and I are buzzing our tits off right now because Andrew has just put a pike on the bank. Yes, it's only a small one, but you know me, guys. I absolutely love fish any size. Probably went about, what are you saying, Andrew? 4 or 5 pounds, maybe? Four pounds?
£3
He's giving it £3. But absolutely buzzing. Come off the float that he's only just put out, just off the marginal shelf there. So you've got to do it again, Andrew.
Yeah,
obviously, he caught it on my rod and reel. You know, I'm just putting it out there. Because he played the card early in the week that I was fishing, he's swimming, he's bait. So today, he's using my reel and my rod. So, yeah. Anyway, we're super buzzing now. Hopefully, that 20 is not far away now.
Just to quickly interrupt this podcast, if you are enjoying my content and want to become a channel supporter, you can do so by clicking the link in the description. There you will be able to make a monthly contribution of as little as 99 cents a month. If you do it, be sure to shout me out all your socials and I will follow you on there and give you a shout out in my podcast. Thank you so much. Any monies that I do make will be going back into fishing. Thank you.
Right, just posted that picture on our little Facebook group that we got going, that Mark's on as well. And literally a minute after posting it over to him, he posted a picture back that his friends that he brought down today, he's just had a pike out and he went £12.2. Absolutely stunning. I will say, the pike in here are really, really pretty pike. So I'm completely buzzing the back of that. It's filled me with a bit more confidence down here. And surely, talking about percentages, it's only a matter of time before I catch one now. That percentage is getting higher. So fingers crossed, it's going to be today. Right, it's 10 o'clock and we've not had another fish yet. It's gone really quiet. What I'm thinking of doing is setting my right-hand rod up on the float as well. Andrew had his pike on the float rod. And I guess the beauty of a float rod, it's so much easier to like reposition it and move it around and cover more water. Obviously, you can get a bit of drift on it as well. I can push it around. So I'm thinking of doing that. So I might set one of them up in a minute, and fingers crossed, we can get a £20 plus pike on the bank. Well, I'm gutted to say that Andrew's just lost a pike. 9-10 pounds. Almost at the net. Don't think he did anything wrong myself. Struck into it really hard. Gave it a bit of time to take the bait. Struck into it hard. Didn't overplay the fish. Brought it in right into the margins. We could see it. Almost touch it. And it just pinged off. Completely gutted. Definitely. It's for such a hard few trips that we've had pike fishing this season. When you lose them like that, pretty much in your last session of the season, pretty much, it's just gutting, absolutely gutting. Don't know what to say. Well, it's 12 minutes past two. We decided that we're packing up at 3 o'clock, so not got long left at all in the slightest. I've basically got, as I said I was gonna do, I've got that with my left-hand rod out in the middle still on that running rig. Mackerel popped up, and I have like recasted it a few times now, and I've been working like different distances out, like to and from. When I have brought it in closer and like gone like pretty much on the shelf, it's been crayed up twice now, so it's definitely not the place to be. It doesn't seem to be. So we're well over that now on this last cast. I've actually cast out a lot further. The fish Andrew just lost was actually out a bit further as well. So I'm kind of hoping they're at that distance there, maybe, or not, well, hoping they're anywhere, hoping they're where my bait is, basically. So I've gone out anyway, further now anyway, a mackerel out there popped up. Then the second rod, as I said I was going to do, as I said, it's got on the float rod now. I've been working that, moving that around on different spots. And this one now, that's on a mackerel as well. And I've injected that with some mackerel oil as well to really ooze out some nice smell. So hopefully that's going to attract something, hopefully, fingers crossed. So yeah, not long left now, just over 45 minutes, as I just said, and well, come on, I really, really, really want a pike. I really don't want to finish this season off down here without catching a pike. Well, at the moment, it's looking like that's going to be the case. But if it's to be, it's to be. So fingers crossed. Well, it's 14:42. We are drawing to an end now. Both camps, only one pike each. Both lost one each. I can't remember if I said that before on the other one, but over down where Mark is, his mate had a pickup and dropped it or lost it. I'm not too sure. I haven't got the full ins and outs of it, but looks like we've got one each. Looks like it's going to finish that way. I mean, there's still the dying moments. What could I've done different today? I don't know. Maybe I could have moved. We did talk about moving, but I think between us all, we've covered a lot of water. You know, should have had four pike on the bank. Just gutted. I tell you what's amazing though is the pickups that Andrew's had on his rods. Like right, you know, he's right next to one of my rods, and it's amazing how like they're just particularly on one spot. And like, you know, I didn't get any pickups. It's crazy. Like, you know, was he fishing over it? Is he fishing over a patch where they, you know, where they come in, you know, a lot? You know, is it one of their patrol routes or something? Who knows? It's just, it's an interesting thing. It's like, it's same, similar to like last weekend when we fished the Thames and I had those, all those fish, you know, and he was fishing like fairly close to me. And one, especially one of my rods was next to it, next to my rod. And, you know, they all pretty much fell to one rod. So it's interesting. So what could I have done different? Maybe moved. Don't know, really. I don't think I did much wrong, to be honest with you. I guess it's just one of them things with pike fishing. But yeah, definitely a little bit gutted. I really wanted to finish this session. I know it's not technically over yet, but I really wanted to finish this session with a pike on the bank on Coldicoot. But yeah, I think definitely, I think it's going to be my last trip here until the back end of this year now. I kind of really want to move back onto my carp fishing. I want to put some carp on the bank. I'm missing Alex as well. Definitely missing Alex. So yeah, I want to get some carp fishing done. But it's not over with the pike fishing. I still want to try and sneak in, if possible, a trip on the Thames after work. But weather permitting, last week was a write-off. I wanted to go last week, but it was a lot of rain. God, now it sounds like I'm ending the podcast there. There was a lot of rain last week. So the river, I checked out the river level. The river levels, and they were up a bit too high. So that was a switch off. So I've only got to like the 15th of March, which is not long now anyway. So that's only just over a week. So we will see. So there might be another pike session coming up. Not too sure yet. We'll see how it goes. If not, this will be the proper last one till October. But I am going to do some lure fishing throughout the year for like perch, and you know, pike will no doubtly come alongside that. But this is not the end of the podcast. I'm not ending it just here. There will be another segment or two, hopefully, one with a fish. So yeah, 14:45 now. I've talked for 3 minutes now. Right, so let's end this little bit here and I'll talk to you guys in a second. Well, what can I say? Packed up, walking back to the car. Obviously going to go and say hello to Mark. I thought they were packing up, but they weren't packing up. They just put another fish back. Old matey boy Toby, his matey brought down, who turns out he's actually never been fishing before, has only gone and caught another pike. The guy's outfished me. I've done like, what, six sessions there now. Haven't put one pike on the bank. Haven't had one run. This guy comes down, has two, loses one. Fair play to him. The guy's buzzing. Can you imagine that? He's never been fishing before. Goes down, catches two pike and loses one. The guy was buzzing, definitely. I think he's going to be going to buying rods now. No, fair play though. It's a blank. I didn't manage to put a pike on the bank at Coldicoot this season. But I've had fun going there, not going to lie. As I said before in the last segment, it is the last time I'm going to fish there till probably October, November, if I go back there. I don't know, we'll see. And the reason why I'm saying if is because I have purchased another ticket, another club ticket, which gives me a nice stretch of the Thames. And now you all know what lives in the Thames. Everything lives in the Thames. But I know for a fact that this stretch of Thames has got some nice pike in. So I will be spending definitely a bit of time piking on the River Thames come October onwards, that's for sure, 110%. It's also got, I won't talk about it too much, but it's got some other waters as well. It's got these two little ponds where I want to do some carp fishing on as well. I don't even know what's in there. It doesn't really specify. I found this other website that says what the fish are in there, and it does say there's some carp in there. I don't imagine them to be big. But anyway, there's part that there. That's just a bit of a teaser, what's coming up. Lee has another club ticket, and I'm buzzing about it. So, yep, that's all good. So, unfortunately, it's an end there. As I said in the last segment as well, I am going to try and jump on this other segment of the Thames where I'm fishing the other day before the 15th of March. But obviously, watch this space. Fingers crossed it's going to happen. I want to make it happen, but it's just weather permitting. So, going to end it there. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I did, even though I blanked. Great fishing with my friends and great meeting new people. So, if you do go fishing from now until my next podcast, I hope you put one on the bank. But from now, take care, guys. Ooh, can't talk. Take care, guys. Tight lines and speak to you in my next podcast. Thank you so much for your support. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.